This week's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. Cut is from Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
There's basically two legal actions going on parallel or simultaneously. The parties of the suit have asked for two separate things for the court to consider. One is a stay of the mandate that it made back in January, or a postponement of its decision. The decision of the Sixth Court basically vacated a 2006 EPA rule, which would have exempted pesticide applications on, near, or over water to obtain a Clean Water Act permit. So what this decision says is it gives 2 years for that decision to become effective. Now, the other request that the parties made in this case was for the court to actually rehear the case or to reconsider their decision. The decision that came out in January was made by a 3-panel subsection of the court. The full court has 15 members. So the parties are asking for a full court rehearing of the case. Again, these are two separate requests. Because the court granted the request for a stay of the mandate does not have anything to do with their decision on the rehearing. They're two independent decisions, and the court, as of yet, has not made its decision as to whether or not it will rehear.